Hello, and welcome to the Friday edition of Pixel Recess, the shortest non-design-related design podcast ever. On today's episode, we have Jay Finelli from the neighborhood of Pitts, or Pittsburgh. He is a Pittsburgherite, Pittsburghian, Pittsburgher. He's a Pittsburgher. Jay is known for making and creating t-shirts out of gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. Jay is also known for being a pirate and for being a salesman on a ship. Jay is better known for being a pirate salesman and for creating t-shirts made out of gold. In his spare time, Jay does voiceover work for Lettuce. Today's show is sponsored by dirty remote controls and headphones that no longer work. Let's go ahead and listen to our interview. So are you guys at United Pixel Workers ever planning on doing a shirt made out of gold?
Gold? Wait, gold?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. How much would you spend on a t-shirt? Would you spend $100 on a t-shirt?
If it was made out of gold, yeah.
If United Pixel Workers got into a knife fight with Threadless, what would you do with all their inventory after you won?
You know, they send the t-shirts to like poor African republics to clothe them after like the wrong team won the Super Bowl. Yeah, I think we would do that.
You would clothe Africans?
I mean, maybe not only Africans.
Oh, okay.
Is that racist? Are we racist now?
I didn't bring it up.
Okay.
You might be. Are you confessing? Let's move on. We'll move on. So is the t-shirt business a non-profit?
No, we make profit.
Are you sure about that?
We stack paper.
You stack paper?
We're stacking paper.
Oh. T-shirts are made out of paper?
What are we talking about?
I don't know what just happened.
T-shirts are made out of gold.
I know, right? They should be. You can't wash them, though. So who's the worst well-known designer you know?
Oh, God. I can't answer this question.
No, you're going to have to.
The worst well-known? What do you mean by worst?
They're not great.
Hmm. You are.
I might come back to this later. In a fight between Helvetica New and some other stupid typeface that's trying to be Helvetica New, who would win?
Helvetica New. Noia, isn't it? Noia?
Helvetica is, New. Is it Noia? It's Noia. Noia.
Say it again. Noia.
Helvetica Noia.
Okay.
I don't like that.
That's good.
I'm going to say new.
Okay.
What is your favorite font size and letting combination?
It's 1624.
Oh, that's a good one.
1624. Is that a good one?
That's the new standard, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. I would say as well.
Yeah. Should kerning be illegal to those with less than 3 years professional experience?
Next question.
What typeface do you think people need to stop using aside from the usual suspects?
Archer.
Not the TV show, though.
No, Archer, the TV show, is great.
Okay. No one should stop using that.
No, you can keep using that.
Okay.
You should use it more.
Yes.
Use it?
I don't know. Use the show? Yeah, you should use the show.
You should use the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you a worshiper at the altar of responsive design gods?
Grudgingly.
That would mean you worship Ethan Marcotte?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's the one true god.
Explain design in one word.
Next question.
Are you on team flat design?
Yes. I don't know that I'm the captain. I might be an alternate captain of team design.
Okay.
Flat design. Team flat design.
Team flat design, yeah.
Flat design.
Mm-hmm. No, it's team flat design.
Team flat design.
Just team flat design.
Team flat design.
Team flat design.
Flat design.
It's team flat design.
Team flat design.
Yeah. Are you in team kale?
I am on team kale.
Oh. That's gross. Okay.
I put kale in smoothies. Kale smoothie. Kale smoothie.
I feel sick. If you had to wear only one pair of shoes the rest of your life, what shoes would they be?
Nike Air Max 95s.
That was fast.
I have you. I mean, I've had the answer to that question in my head since I was a wee lad.
So Pittsburgh is terrible. Why are you still there?
It's better than Cincinnati.
But you son of a. That's all I got you.
Mother.
What?
I said mother. I did. I slipped it in, so to speak.
Are you saying you're trying to slip something into me?
Verbally.
Okay. I will accept.
Okay.
Verbally.
Good talking to you.
Well, that was my interview with Sea Captain Jay Finelli, a Pittsburgher. As always, you can find the show on the web at pixelrecess.com, on Twitter at pixelrecess, on Facebook at facebook.com/pixelrecess, and go to us on iTunes, search Pixel Recess, rate us, like us, write a review. It's greatly appreciated. It just helps the show get to more ear holes, and hopefully maybe gets to the challenge of the year, which is to get the show some kind of dumb award so that it doesn't end with me interviewing my children in a bathtub crying while pouring mashed potatoes over my head. I don't know what that means. I apologize. I was trying to be funny, and that was just weird. Tune in on Monday, where our guest will be Dave Rupert, or Rupe, as I call him. As always, thank you for listening to the show. Please tell your friends, spread the word, and I hope you have a wonderful Friday and a weekend where you don't get hit by a car. Bye, everybody.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.